choose. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Have you read the book of Zephaniah recently? What about Ecclesiastes or Titus? Well, if these books are a little unfamiliar to you, maybe it's because you've never read or studied the entire Bible. Actually, not many Christians have. But you can go through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee and do it every 5 years. We invite you to join with us in a very delightful and profitable time of studying God's Word right here on this station every weekday.
That's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee at 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WCNO.
Hi, this is Dennis of the Home Times, a good little newspaper for God and country. I want to send you a copy. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. I believe we have a powerful weapon for righteousness at our disposal, prayer. Let's put God in control. To receive Home Times, I'm available at 888-439-3509. 888-439-3509.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
And what I'm really afraid of, ladies and gentlemen, is what we've found is church. Because you can go home and you can forget about everything that I've talked to you about this morning. And by Tuesday, you can be right in the middle of your mess, cussing up a storm, wondering where in the world God is in your life and what happened and forgotten all about church. Come on, can we be real this morning? Amen. Is it okay just to be real? But I can tell you this, if you meet Jesus here and you really fall in love with Jesus here, you will never ever forget the encounter that you have with this lover of your soul. Never. And he will set you as a seal upon his arm. And if you really want to meet him, no matter how far down you go, no matter how bad you mess up, his love will carry you through. He'll always be there. He'll always be picking you up. He'll always be dragging you up. He'll always be encouraging you. He'll always be saying, you can get it done. You can do it. I'm on your side. I'm in your corner. I'm there. Because he loves you that much. Just whisper my name. I'll come running. I'll be right there. Because I am in a covenant with you. And I have set you as a seal upon my arm. Listen to me this morning. God is not looking for perfect. That's not what this sermon is about. He's not looking for perfect, amen? He's just looking for people that are in love with him. You don't have to be perfect to be in love. Huh? You just got to be in love and it'll make you perfect. Come on now. He's right there. And well, you know what? If you're in love with him and you blow it, he still loves you. He still cares about you. And if you love him, when you blow it, you can go to him and say, God, you know what? I blew it. I messed up. You know what he's going to do? He's going to wrap his arm around you and say, it's okay. I'm here. I'm right here with you. Did you know in the New Testament, they didn't even go around calling themselves Christians? That's not a name that they gave themselves. And see, sometimes I believe that's what we do. We think, you know, if I can just get a good job and I can just live a clean life and a good life, I tell my neighbor I'm a Christian, you know, people are going to respect me and they're going to think I'm an honest person. I'll just call myself a Christian. Well, what does that mean? Really, what does that mean? Well, I go to church a couple times a month and I own a Bible and I know Jesus loves me. Do you know what? You know what's in the Bible? Do you really know what's in the Bible? And you say, well, I think I know a psalm or two. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. For the Lord has spoken. Amen. And that's what we do. We think we know God, but we don't know Him. Before I lay me down to sleep, bless the Lord my soul to keep. Amen. I went and saw this movie last night about this tiger and his kid and lost at sea.
Pie.
Full of religion. But the whole crux of the movie was that there was thousands of ways to get to God. And it was so sad. It was so sad. And he ends the whole movie with, well, what story do you believe? And he said, and the guy said, well, I choose this one. He said, and so it is with God. In other words, pick the God that you want, as long as you got faith.
Amen.
Do you know that Jesus said He is the only way, the only truth, and the only life, and no one comes to the Father but by Him?
Amen.
If you studied Jesus, then you would know that. He said, well, I'm a Christian. Says who? He kept telling everybody in the movie last night he was a Christian. He said, I'm a Hindu, Catholic, Christian, Muslim. That's what he said. Did you know in the book of Acts, they didn't go around calling themselves Christians? Amen. All they did is become followers of Jesus. All they did is fall in love with Jesus. They were called the people of the way. That's what they were referred to. They were referred to as the people of the way, and they were so much like Him that by the time they got down in Acts chapter 11, finally the whole world says, these people are acting like Christ. They just act like Jesus. They heal sick people. They talk about giving all your stuff away. They talk about the first will be last, and they just act like, let's call them Christians because we really don't know what else to call them. They don't fit into any other category. They're not Jews. They're not Pharisees. They're not Greeks. They're not Romans. They just act like Jesus. Let's just call them Christians. And that's really where they got started being called Christians at. It was a derogatory thing. I think we just need to pray that the day will come when we stop declaring ourselves to be Christians and stop declaring ourselves to be something. That so when people see us, they go, oh, yeah, you said you were a Christian. But people just look at us and go, hey, I don't know what's going on in your life, but I want to be like you. You're different. You're unusual. You have something that I need. What is it about you that makes you different? And then you just say, I'm in love with Jesus. I'm just in love with Jesus. You know, I've used this illustration before, but I love the illustration, so y'all bear with me. I want to use it again because really it's about becoming a fan. Somebody say fan.
Fan.
Huh? Fan means enthusiastic follower. And really true enthusiasm comes out of a relationship with God. And that word fan comes from the word fanatic. Somebody say fanatic. I was doing that little rap song this morning. F-A-N-A-T-I-C. I'm a fanatic. So, oh, yeah, there you go. She knows it. They were doing it at Night of Joy, man. That's an old Christian rap song. Talking about being a fanatic for Jesus. And fan means an enthusiastic follower. That's what it means, an enthusiastic follower. And how many know that's what the disciples were in the book of Acts? They enthusiastically followed Jesus. They lived by the way. Amen. They were enthusiastic followers of Christ. They were so in love with Jesus that everywhere they went, their love for Him showed up. Can people say that about us? That we're so in love with Jesus that everywhere we go, our love for Jesus shows up? That, listen, enthusiastic followers, listen, folks, I am a fan. We got any fans in the house this morning? Now, in the natural, I'm a Buccaneer fan, and I'm a Dolphin fan, and a Heat fan, and a Jeff Gordon fan. And you don't have to be. That's okay. You can be whatever kind of fan you want to be. That's okay, because we all can pick our teams. I'm a sports fan, and a lot of us are. I follow the teams that I like. You follow the teams that you like. But there's just something about fans that I really like. You know, fans are a peculiar kind of a people. And if you're a fan, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. How many know this? Fans never miss a game. They never miss a game. You know what amazes me? You can go up to Buffalo in December.
Oh, yeah.
They'll be snowed in for a week, cannot even get out of their house to go to work Monday through Friday because they've been snowed in. But on game day, they find a way to get down to the stadium, get there an hour early, show up at the stadium, take their shirt off, and paint their chest blue at 20 below. But couldn't get to work all week. That's a fan. Huh? That's amazing to me. Huh? They'll fill up the stadium for a game, and they don't miss a game. You know why? Because fans are passionate. They're passionate about their team. You ever been to a Miami game when Miami loses? It is like depression settles across South Florida. There are people in the parking lot crying. Tears running down their cheeks. There's other people angry, throwing beer cans and throwing stuff, wanting to fire the coach and wanting to kill somebody. And if you were on the opposing team, you better run to your car. Especially if you're a Jets fan. Because you will get shot. Fans are crazy. Come on, amen. Anytime I have ever been to a game, I've never seen anybody say, man, I wish them people would just sit down in front of me so I can concentrate on the game. They just sit down. You ever see anybody do that at a game? I ain't never seen nobody do that. No, they are passionate. They're crazy passionate. Not only are they passionate, they get there early. They, not 10 minutes early. They get there an hours early. They show up for the, oh my God, come on somebody. I mean, you ought to see some of these fans. You show up for a Dolphin game an hour early, you can't even find a parking spot. All the good spots are gone and all the grills are going. Everybody's cooking out and faces are painted up and the fans are already there. Everybody trying to get all the good parking spots and everybody trying to find some, everybody looking in the stadium, they get in the stadium, they start looking for people that ain't going to show up for the game so they can work their way down the stadium to get a better seat. Amen. And then somebody that had the good seat shows up late and then you see a fight break out. What you doing in my seat? Well, I didn't think you were coming today. Come on, amen. Amen. I know because we've jumped seats before like that. Yep. Trying to get the good seat. Yep. They get there early because they're excited about the game and they start talking to one another and they say things like this. I wonder how many touchdowns he's going. I wonder how many points LeBron's going to score tonight. I wonder if we're going to get some interceptions. I wonder if we're going to get some rebounds. And they just start talking about the games. And they're all excited about the game. And you're talking to complete strangers like you've known them for 30 years. I can't believe the way he ran that ball last week. I know. Did you see that? Oh, by the way, my name's Jason. You've been talking to him for 30 minutes. And it's like you've been in Vietnam with him for 5 years. But you know what? You watch this. You go into local churches, and people do what? They walk in the back of the church like they're in a funeral home. Just as I am without one plea. Like somebody died. People look at each other when they come through the back door and they just give the religious nod.
It's good to see you in the house of the Lord. So glad you could join us today.
Come on, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. People ain't talking about nothing in church. I got here. And some of y'all come in so late just so you don't have to talk to nobody. Well, I don't want to talk to nobody. I just want to get in and get out. I wonder what would happen if people just walked in the back of the church and said, hey, Bill, you know what Jesus did this week? Bob, you know what Jesus was doing in my life this week? You wouldn't believe the miracles that took place. You wouldn't believe the person that I talked to about. I just couldn't wait to get to church today. I just couldn't wait to praise him. I just couldn't wait to worship him. I just couldn't wait to get in the presence of God. I'm so glad we get to worship God together today. Huh? And the guy said, yeah, man, praise and worship is going to be awesome today. I was here when they were practicing. I came down early at 8 o'clock to pray. I already heard all the songs. They're anointed. It's going to be great. Wait till the place fills up. We're just going to get in the presence of God. I think I'm going to dance like the way David danced. That's a fan, baby. Come on, that's a fan. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth. Golden Rule Academy K-12 Private Christian School. As parents, you want to make the best choice to empower your child to succeed. At Golden Rule Academy, we have the same goal. Let us help you educate and inspire your children to dream big. We offer accelerated curriculum, reasonable class sizes, caring and involved instructors, as well as art, music, physical ed, tutoring, and extracurricular music lessons, and of course, sports programs including high school football. Our mission is to build confidence and to teach a love for learning. Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2012-2013 school year. Space is limited and scholarships are available for qualifying students. You can reach our office at 772-464-1597. That number again is 772-464-1597.
Though the Lord is not physically there with us, the work that he began way back then, he now is working in and through us.
That's just a sample of what you'll hear weekday mornings on An Encouraging Word with Pastor Daryl Nelson. Join us as we continue to work our way through the New Testament book of Acts and find out more about the history of the church that Jesus built. An Encouraging Word with Pastor Daryl Nelson, weekday mornings at 11:30 on the Good News Station, WCNO.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. Beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man. But you can do the job while you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. Unafraid, the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman, pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman till the other kid is knocking down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? feeling, though your nose gets a chilling. Father can play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
WCNO, Palm